This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. If you're going to Brisbane and you're thinking of staying in the Hotel Royal on the Park, just think, every single dollar that you spend in that hotel, the profit on that goes into the Sultan of Brunei's pocket. So if you want to...
So don't go there.
So if you want to encourage... Right, an imbecilic dictator, right, who hates us and wants us to be stoned to death, amongst a whole lot of other people and other groups, stay in that hotel or fly Royal Brunei Airlines or stay in the Dorchester Group hotels. I never have and I never will.
So, Macca, that's a great introduction to the next subject that we want to speak about, which is what's occurring in
that's
Brunei.
Right. And send the legal notices to TAS.
And Neil Farrow, who's known to our community and known in this studio and on this show as well, has taken this on as a project. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning to you both.
So, Neil, tell us, why are you involved in this project?
Look, I think I got involved about a week ago. I was actually flying back from Brisbane, not staying at the Royal on the Park, and I was up there for work, and Amnesty had just done a brief of what had happened in Brunei, and in the shadow of darkness, a one-page piece of material had been released, and effectively it said that the Sharia law in Brunei is now coming into effect on the 3rd of April. And one of the interesting things, I've got a background obviously around politics, but also in law, and I thought, what are the consequences for aeroplanes that are toing and froing from Australia? And while everyone was starting to after hotels, which is an obvious economic impact, not many people realise that the moment you leave Australian airspace on a plane that is flagged for Brunei, you're subject to Brunei laws the plane, which is a big, big concern, not just to the LGBTI community with these reforms, but, you know, single mothers, people who aren't in wedlock, who show affection on the plane.
Hang on, Neil, how many planes actually go to Brunei?
So we have daily flights out of Melbourne that fly to Brunei on Royal Brunei Airlines, and as of June this year, there's 4 weekly flights that are scheduled out of Brisbane as well from Royal Brunei Airlines. So
why do people go to Brunei?
It's a cheap short route to London. Yes. So Royal Brunei Airlines often offers very cheap fares to London, and you can connect via Brunei to get through to London.
Okay, so there's your first problem, isn't it?
And a lot of people perhaps don't realise this is the important factor, is once you leave Australian airspace, you're actually on Brunei territory.
But there's your problem, Macca. Most people get online and search for the cheapest flight, don't they?
I think it's, you know, a lot of people choose based on favourite airlines or airline alliances, but Royal Brunei Airlines is often one of the cheapest routes to London, even though they don't serve alcohol on board. And I think this is just a next edition of that. So about last week, I set up a petition on megaphone.com. We're sitting just under 20,000 odd signatories at the moment. We've had some donations of money to try and do some advertising and focusing on the Federal Minister for Transport, who's within his remit to rescind their air access rights to Australia today. You know, this is a no-cost activity for the federal government. He could come out tomorrow and say, sorry, Royal Brunei, you can't fly to Australia anymore.
And who's the Minister for Transport?
Michael McCormack has a great history with the LGBTI community, right back to his 1993 editorial. So, you know, I'm not too hopeful, but at the same time,
tell us about the editorial.
I haven't got the exact words. I might get someone to Google it, but it was along the lines of, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, if the gays and their rancid diseases don't kill themselves, then, you know, they'll kill everybody else or something like that.
I mean, he has recanted it, but at the end of the day, as the ministry has the power, I see that the foreign minister has actually made representations to the Brunei government. Just remember, Brunei is a country of about 450,000 people. It's an absolute monarchy, right? He talks about democracy, but he also talks about, and this is something this latest bit of Sharia law that he's interpreted and implemented, it's been talked about for 4 or 5 years, and there was a lot of discussion and a lot of pushback on it. He's decided to actually do it because he said he is infallible and he is the moral guardian of the people of Brunei, even though he's been married 3 times and divorced 3 times.
And his brother has a cruising boat called Tits, and his neighbour and the tenders on the boat are called Nipple One and Nipple Two, and is well known around the world for quite substantive partying. So
he has a very errant ferret.
So they have a mixed set of values.
Well, all of the laws that have applied to Brunei don't apply to the royal family. No. So the royal family is exempt from all of the laws that now apply to Brunei.
Same as you can't prosecute the Queen of England. You can't prosecute the Sultan of Brunei in Brunei.
I didn't know that.
Hmm.
It is quite interesting. But look, the upside is since a week ago, as I said, 19,000 signatories and continuing to grow. We've actually had 3 or 4 major wins, and it would be really great for everybody here to send some love to the organisations that have delivered wins and put the pressure on those who haven't. So,
who are they?
STA Travel Worldwide has announced that they will no longer be selling Royal Brunei Airline fares at all anywhere, which is a huge win. Mm. And a big thank you to STA Travel for really sticking with the community. We've also had a big win with Virgin Australia, who's removed one of their alliance agreements with Royal Brunei for staff travel. And a big win also came in overnight. The Queensland government, who had initially agreed to undertake joint marketing to get Royal Brunei to come to Brisbane, has rescinded that agreement and will not be entering into any agreement with Royal Brunei Airlines up in Brisbane. Now, we still don't know the consequences of that on their departures and arrivals into Brisbane Airport, but that's a great step from an Australian government to put the front foot forward and say we're not accepting this. Unfortunately, we've had some bad corporate players as well. But the three to acknowledge is the Queensland government,
STA. So tell us about the bad ones as well.
The bad ones. So we've seen on news.com that a number of lesbian travellers, because interestingly enough, often when sodomy laws apply, they only apply to gay men. In Brunei, it actually applies to lesbian women as well. So the punishment for lesbian sex in Brunei is 40 lashes or up to 10 years imprisonment. And we had a lesbian couple who booked flights through Brunei and tried to cancel the flights. And unfortunately, Flight Centre wouldn't refund all of the admin or the change cancellation fees. Now, Flight Centre's actively participated in things like marriage equality and, you know, claimed and got involved in Mardi Gras and Midsummer. Yet when it's a matter of life or death and it impacts their business bottom line, they haven't come out and followed STA's lead and actually said, we're not going to sell tickets for Royal Brunei Airlines. If Flight Centre does it, that's the bulk of the traditional travel agents in Australia.
Did you see the article about one of the response to a couple from someone on Smart Traveller?
The Smart Traveller website. Our good old Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of people who had also booked via Brunei who wanted to recalibrate their bookings and look at other alternatives. And Smart Traveller, which is the Australian government's
travel advisory
diplomatic support service, they rang up there and said, you know, what do I do? And the operator said, well, you should act heterosexual. For an Australian government employer or an Australian government organisation to effectively tell you to lie, I'm like, well, can I use that excuse on tax returns and everything else with the Australian government? You know, it's all right to lie about who you are.
So that's a government agency's response. What's the government's response been?
So Maurice Payne has been quite positive in relation to her response. We've heard nothing, though, from Scott Morrison or Michael McCormack. That differs greatly compared to New Zealand, where we've, of course, have heard Jacinta Ardern come out very strongly with very strong words against this as well. Scott Morrison's silence on this is deafening, and particularly as we're approaching a federal election and, you know...
And the opposition's position?
Penny Wong and Bill Shorten have put out a statement on this.
Saying?
The exact word, you know, similar condemnation from a Foreign Affairs, but at least it had Bill's name on it. Maurice Payne's one didn't have Scott Morrison's details on it. And I think, you know, we're close to approaching an election. Everybody here knows my political colours, but, you know, we can't continue to reward such lack of leadership when it comes to our own Prime Minister.
And, you know, with regard to Melbourne Airport, right, Melbourne Airport have said, oh, landing rights are a federal government responsibility. Correct. But you know what? If it lands, you don't have to let them come to a gate.
So there's some interesting things there. You know, the CEO of Melbourne Airport actually came out with some very strong personal comments over the last couple of
talks
days.
Cheap.
Look, I'm eternally hopeful. You know, we've seen some changes with the Queensland government. There was news articles again overnight. The Transport Workers Union nationally is considering whether they get involved in this space as well. What better way to stop an airline than to stop handling baggage?
Do a Frank Sinatra on.
Well, I think the old term of that, and there's a history of it, the old Builders Labourers Union, a long time back, they implemented what was called pink bans, which is when a gay student was kicked out of a school, the builders refused to work on the site. So there's history in that area.
So, Neil, individuals, apart from signing the petition, what else can individuals do?
So I've actually got on my Facebook page the email addresses of about five or six senior executives at Flight Centre. I'd encourage you to email them and express your concerns. All of the hotels and businesses that are owned by the Sultan of Brunei have suspended their social media, and they've suspended reviews of those hotels. Suspended their social media. So all of the Dorchester Collection and the Royal on the Park in Brisbane have all shut down or suspended social media, and review websites aren't allowing people to add their reviews. So the big thing now is picking up the phone, contacting friends, using your LinkedIn, getting on top of email. If we can't get Michael McCormack to act, which we'll continue to try and press him on, then we need organisations like Flight Centre, like Hello World Travel, Expedia, Webjet, What If, to stop selling the tickets.
Perhaps
for
have
Royal
a word
Bruno
to Joe Hockey. He's got a good connection with Hello World Travel. He could perhaps do something.
I don't actually know the crossover with Hello World. Yeah, so
he could do something there.
He did, actually. He did too.
So I think the big thing is just getting up on all of those channels, writing to them, moving your money where it counts, buying tickets via STA and not Flight Centre until Flight Centre comes out in support.
Neil, we talked about this issue last week, and it had got a massive response from our listeners.
Yeah.
We had a board full of emails and texts, people really very concerned about it. And I'm interested to see that there's been some movement. But really, there's been a lack of leadership in this space. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, I think that's the best summary I've heard. So, we've had some movement, and thanks to the listeners of Joy and people who've signed the petition, we've got STA, the Queensland Government and Virgin Australia to move. Yeah. We don't have any leadership. I've still got my full-time job and are doing this on the side, as is everyone who's trying to campaign on it. But we really need a Prime Minister or a Minister for Transport to come out, and we need companies like Flight Centre and other travel agencies to come out and make their voices known. And this is not just an issue for the LGBTI community. Single mothers could potentially be arrested on arrival in Brunei. This is a pretty substantial risk. Two consenting adults in a de facto relationship cuddling on an aeroplane could potentially be arrested in Brunei because they're not married.
And don't think it's a long bow, right? The Sultan is nothing if not committed to this. And believe me, the prisons in Brunei won't be as elaborate as his palaces.
Of the 1,700-room palace that he has.
238 toilets.
So, look, it is quite...
238 toilets.
It is quite barbaric. And look, I think the big thing for listeners is move your put your money where your mouth is, spend accordingly, and email and pester organisations like Flight Centre and Hello World Travel.
I read a newspaper called The New Daily, and The New Daily during the week covered this story.
Tess.
You don't read The New Daily?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know that we're talking about the same paper necessarily, but that aside, the New Daily actually did a story on this and had a map of the world that showed by colour gradient where nations sat across the globe. And in a sense, what they showed was that there is a clear divide between what we call the Western world, Europe, America, Australia, and sort of Africa, Asia and the Middle East, spanning into Russia and China.
So it's interesting. The best map is actually from ILGA Worldwide, to the International Lesbian and Gay Association. There's 11 countries where homosexuality has the death penalty. There's another 53 where there's imprisonment. Brunei becomes the 12th country with the death penalty. Yeah. And the map is worth looking at. For those of you, I'll send it to the boys to put up on the Facebook website and I'll put it up on mine as well.
I mention this because Brunei is not the only country.
No.
But it's the only country with the death penalty for gays that flies into Australia. So even Abu Dhabi and Dubai only have 10-year jail sentences.
Yeah.
So, Emirates and Etihad do have penalties for being gay, but they don't have the death sentence. Yeah. And so Brunei is the only airline with air rights in Australia that will execute gays.
And it's important to remember, the Dorchester Collection have made a comment, this impacts on their staff and their guests and everything. Understood. And,
so does death.
Yeah. But, that we believe in diversity and everything. Guys, I do feel sorry for the staff who work there and the suppliers that don't agree with this. Fact is, the person who owns you wants to have our blood on his hands. So doesn't cut it with me, guys. Doesn't cut it. And nor should it cut it with travellers. We shouldn't support this murderer, because that's what he will be. with our money and our travel.
Just Neil, thank you for coming into the studio.
No problems. Thank you.
So the call to action is boycott any of the hotels that are operated by Brunei.
Dorchester Collection.
The Dorchester Collection.
And the Royal on the Park in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Talk about this as much as you can. Post about it through your social media outlets. Boycott Flight Centre, or at least lobby Flight Centre.
Lobby Flight Centre
to change their behaviour. And lobby our federal government representatives.
Absolutely. And look, it's great being back on air, and it's disappointing that it's in these sorts of circumstances. But, you know, Brunei is the first country in our region to implement the death penalty. While their province is in Indonesia, so for instance, Aceh has it, this is the first country in our region that has implemented the death penalty for LGBTI people. So we have to
It's extraordinary. Thank you very much, Neil. Good to see you again.
No problem.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.